This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place, and with me today is one of our key staff members, Tracy Black, who is head of our Legal Assistance Center, and welcome to our program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, a few months ago, I sent Tracy to a meeting of the NCCADV, which I'll explain to you in a minute, and she came back as secretary to the board and part of the coalition, state coalition for legislative issues, and so she's really taking the ball and running with this organization, and so I thought we'd talk a little bit about it today. So tell us, what does NCCADV stand for?
That is the North Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
And that's a state coalition. We've been members of it for years, and until recently I have not been too intimately involved with the details of what goes on there, but they have a long history, don't they?
Yeah, it started about a little over 26 years ago.
And what they do, kind of explain a little bit about some of the programs that they are involved with. They kind of help us with programs and issues that we could not afford to put on ourselves, right?
Exactly. They provide training opportunities, educational opportunities for domestic violence professionals. Our agency itself has gone to so many of their trainings for free. They're wonderful. They lend technical assistance to local programs, and then they work on the state level to do exactly what we do on the local level, which is to end domestic violence.
So it's a state organization primarily, I guess, of people that are like us that are in the business of helping victims of domestic violence and also individuals who have an interest in this as well. Tell us a little bit about the composition. You mentioned lawyers. There are a lot of lawyers involved in this program.
Yeah, I'd say about two-thirds of the coalition staff are lawyers, which lawyers get a bum rap, but they're very knowledgeable women, and most of the staff is women. There are a few men, as you're aware that there aren't a whole lot of men in this movement.
Now, the board has representatives from a number of different areas, right, from each of the You mentioned caucuses to me earlier. Tell us a little bit about some of these caucuses that comprise the board.
Okay, caucuses are special interest groups within the state, and we have one caucus. It's the Rural Caucus. There's the Women of Color Caucus. There is one caucus that is made up of survivors of domestic violence.
And the state is divided up into regions, and we're part of what region?
Region 1. And Region 1 spans from the very top of the state to the bottom of the state on the western side here. There's about 16 counties.
So, and you folks meet regularly as part of that region. You meet several times a year, don't you?
Yeah, we meet just before the board meetings every year, four times a year, and we discuss the issues that are inherent to our region that we own, so to speak, and then our representative from our region takes those to the board, the coalition board, and present our problems to the board.
Now, one of the significant things that you're involved with are legislative issues. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that the legislative committee does.
I've been involved with the legislative committee for about 3 years. It's very interesting work. And the legislative committee employs a lobbyist that works within the legislature to lobby for domestic violence issues. And in 2005, a landmark legislative package was passed, and it really put some teeth into the domestic violence laws in the state. And the coalition, the legislative committee, was a key component of getting that legislation passed. And it was through their lobbying with the state legislature to talk about the importance of a permanent subcommittee on domestic violence issues. And this is a subcommittee that encompasses both the House and the Senate, and they work together.
And that's very important, those legislative issues that come up every year, and we have to support those and get our representatives and whatnot involved in supporting those issues. So it's very important work you do. We appreciate everything that you and the NCCADV do, and If you want more information, you can call us at Safe Place about that or any other issue. Our 24-hour hotline is 765-4044. That's 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.